In a moment here, I'll have some very good news for residents of 8 Michigan counties. You don't have to pay taxes today. I'll have that list for you coming up. I'm in one of those counties. You've got until June 15th because of the tornadoes and severe storms that rolled through back in August of 2023. Look, the IRS sometimes gets it right. We'll see. Meanwhile, the MEDC, spewing your taxpayer money is like it's throwing manure out of the back of a spreader. I'm not kidding you. How about this? A Governor Whitmer appointee, Faye Baydoun. We talked about this a few different times. Got $20 million in a grant. Grant project, meaning your taxpayer dollars that don't have to be paid back, for a business accelerator. Well, she accelerated business for some folks, like a coffee maker company. Got a $4,500 machine sold to her. $11,000 for a first-class flight to Europe. $400,000 in taxpayer-funded salaries over a period of 3 months, and so on and so forth. Wow. State Representative Jay DeBoyer is here to discuss it. Jay, nice to have you on the program.
Good morning, Steve. Great to have an opportunity to speak with you. And I'm going to tell you, in Michigan right now, it is a fantastic time to be a looter. Because I'm going to tell you, the money is pouring out of the coffers in Lansing. And, you know, obviously, you brought up the MEDC issue. And it's a huge one. But as you know, there is a culture of corruption in Lansing. And the examples just in the last 12 months of money that has been, I don't know,
squandered.
Minimum.
Squandered.
And it's not debatable that it's even questionable that some of these dollars were squandered. And you know, we're talking about borderline fraudulent activity.
Well, of
right?
course. I mean, what do you think a $4,500 coffee maker looks like, Jay? I mean, what does that thing do? Put gold foam on the top of your coffee? We've got a couple pricey coffee makers in this house. They're about $300. I thought that was too much money, right?
It better be able to land my plane. That's all I can tell you, because it's a great example of the looting of the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if you just saw Representative Christina Grant in Kent County that is now getting questioned on a COVID grant that she got issued to her from Kent County on COVID relief funds. It's endless the amount of dollars that are being doled out. By the way, I look at economic development, right? And I say, okay, for some reason, there's people that believe that the government's better at operating businesses and determining who can be successful than the people who actually do it. But I'm going to tell you, where the real money is made in economic development in Michigan is at the MEDC. I mean, you know, the director of the MEDC makes $325,000.
Well, that sounds good, Jay, until you see a $20 million grant come through, at which point you go, hey, I'm going to have a business accelerator, and I have a board of directors at my nonprofit so I can make huge profits for myself on the backs of Michigan working men and women. It's inexcusable. Other squanderous and scandalous things.
Yeah.
Did we ever put this film office back in place? What a disaster that is that the Democrats are pushing to put back in place so we can make, a Clint Eastwood movie and send millions of dollars back to Hollywood and nothing stays in Michigan? Another brilliant plan. I mean, seriously.
So it's ridiculous. And so, you know, for me as a legislator, MEDC is an issue, but it is one singular piece of the bigger problem. And you bring up the film industry, interestingly enough. Do you know who is the director of the Michigan film industry? Her name is Lori Richard. Do you know what she also is? Or I should say chair. You know what she also is? She's the CEO of Edge Partnership.
Oh, you know what an advertising company.
Edge Partnership was created by Representative Angela Whitworth, who is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee.
How convenient.
It's stunning. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
We are being looted. You and me get out of bed every day and go to work. Interesting thing. Let's go back and talk about the MEDC grant for $20
million. All right.
$100,000 to a sponsorship for a Michigan business founders group came out of Global Link International. $100,000 sponsorship. Now, Steve, you're a businessman. Why do you buy sponsorships? You buy sponsorships to promote your business in a hope that you can generate more revenue. We're spending $100,000 out of grant dollars to promote a business. Tell me what the return on that is.
Zero.
There isn't one.
None for
Zero.
Us. None. I mean, great return for the people that got the money. I mean,
here's the best part.
For
Global Link International. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just
Global
saying,
Link
Faber
International.
Union, I mean, they're making a pile of money. Look, all these people are getting handouts.
Yeah,
and the problem is this. Whether it's the Goshen plant getting millions or billions of dollars, whatever that turns out to be, or the Blue Oval facility down in Marshall, or the film project, or this business accelerator, they never produce any damn jobs.
Nothing. None. None. And the interesting thing, Global Link International, which is the $20 million grant, the company didn't even exist when the application was filed. How about that?
How can you apply for a grant? Riddle me this, Batman. You and your looter crew. How do you go for a grant? You obviously read Ayn Rand, same as I do. How do you go for a grant when you don't exist?
Well, it's interesting. So, you know, I mentioned Christina Grant in Kent County. She organized seven businesses in 2020 after the COVID outbreak, of which she received $15,000 in grant money. Her organization of the business that got the grant money started in October of 2020. The deadline to have a business in existence to be eligible to receive the grant money was February of 2020. How about that?
So let me get this straight. I mean, I'm not real good with math. I'm kidding, of course. So she's 8 months late, 8 months past right. the deadline.
Right.
But
and
got the
she
grant
formed
money.
Seven businesses. Yes, correct.
Did each of those companies in 2020. Did each of those companies get money or just the one?
Oh, no, each of them could have been eligible. But here's the interesting question that nobody ever asks, right?
All right.
Are those businesses still in business today now that Christina Grant is a state representative? Or were they just in business at the time in order to be eligible for grant dollars?
Do you know the answer?
I don't know what the answer is.
You don't.
But that's a good question.
It's a great question. Here's another question. What area of the state do you represent? Tell the folks.
I represent Northern Macomb County, Southern St. Clair County. I've been a businessman my entire life. My company still exists. I've never hidden that. I've never asked for government handouts. I've never asked for grants. My company still generates revenue, still in place. Unlike these people, right? Angela Whitworth, chair of Approps. Oh, stepped away from my company. Well, she doles money out of appropriations to entities that her company represents. Michigan Department of Education, Ingham County Health Department, Farm Bureau of Michigan, Food Bank Council of Michigan, Michigan Film Industry. It is abhorrent. It's unbelievable, Steve.
You know, my pen is on fire. I can only write so fast. I mean, I can only do so much here. The pen burned up, Jay. Jay DeBoyer, state representative. You come back anytime. You bring your list of grievances, and we'll air them right here. I guarantee you.
Steve, I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
I appreciate you for speaking up. I like that man. Have him back anytime. Sign him up. Bring that
Take
list
care,
of grievances.
Steve.
Thank you, sir. All right. It was just wasting your money all the time. Welcome to Tax Day. Your money gets to get misused a lot starting today. I'll be back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated, because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit adoptuskids.org for more information.